Every week, we ask our friend Belton Johnson to carve out a little bit of time to join us on the program. We usually talk a bit of football. We could talk about a variety of different things. Today, I'm hoping to weave tailgating into the conversation with Belton Johnson for It's Eatin' Time. Belton, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Oh, absolutely. How's it going every day?
It's going all right. I was thinking about our conversation last week, literally 1 week ago, from this very moment you and I were smiling. We were confident about the Riders. Montreal was coming to Saskatchewan. This is going to be no problem. We were picking a high score for the Riders, a low score for the Alouettes. And now, here we are. Reality. Good job with the crickets there, Frank. What do you make of that game, Belton?
Oh, let's just burn the film up, throw it away, get ready for next week. That's what I think.
Like someone said, flush the toilet and move on, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, to me, that was a uncharacteristic play, I guess, by the Riders. And I'm very high on the defense. You know, what we've seen the past number of weeks, the defense, right? We've seen the sacks, the pressures, interceptions and everything. And this game was like a complete opposite where, you know, the Alouettes, they were able to run the ball on the Riders. But we know the Rider defense is what, number one in the league stopping the run. And the other thing was just the big plays given up by the Riders secondary there. And everything on the pass play. So,
right. Yeah. I mean, we had a couple of injured players on defense, which I don't think helped. Tavon Campbell out, Marcus Sales out. And they seemed to pick at our weaknesses, didn't they?
They did. And that was the weakness, the secondary with the guys out and everything. But, you know, again, that game, I don't put a whole lot of stock into it because of what we've gotten previous games. And, you know, the Riders, they played what, Bombers back-to-back, very physical games. And they had a letdown here, but hopefully they can pick up steam after this week.
Good timing for a bye week, maybe, Belton.
Oh, great time for a bye week. and I will say, Evan, I like how this year where the Riders, their bye weeks have been kind of like in thirds, if you know what I mean, like
sure.
Evenly placed and everything. You know, in the past, you've seen teams that have a bye week, week one, and then they have a bye week, week three. You know, that's not good.
No.
I just like how these have been spaced out
For
the Riders. Good timing.
Spread out for sure. I know the last time they had a bye week, we were worried about it being a momentum killer. I think in this case, we hope people can heal up from some injuries. We get some of those players back, and it gives them time to work on things. I know I just saw, we heard from Coach Mace the other day, they're working on the slow starts that they often get in games and finding a way to explode out, get some early points up on the board. Because if you look at this game against Montreal, 48-31, I mean, the Riders were able to put some points up, but it came too little too late in the game.
And that is the thing that they need to work on, you know, the fast start, right? And, you know, I just feel like when a team gets off to a fast start, you know, and especially if they could keep the momentum going, it just bodes well for everybody. And, you know, when you had a sluggish start, this is what happens. This is what happened to the Riders last week there versus the Alouettes.
Mm-hmm. Chatting today with Belton Johnson. It's Eatin' Time every Friday at 11 o'clock. Guys, speaking of starts of the season, NFL now going into week three. You and I chatted right off the start of the NFL season for your predictions. I know you were along with, I think, Jamie also saying the Bengals. He thinks the Bengals are going to be the team to watch. They're off to a 2-0 start. The Chiefs off to an 0-2 start, which has a lot of people surprised. What are the big surprises? It's early, but what are the big surprises for you?
One of the surprises for me is the Indianapolis Colts. Again, I know it's early, but, you know, Daniel Jones, our former quarterback for the Giants, he's with the Colts now. He looks amazing. That team looks amazing. They got a great run game, got solid defense, and I don't even think they punted the ball at all yet this season. So, you know, it's just a nice surprise there, I think, with the Colts, because I was expecting the worst from them to start the season.
My son's a big Chargers fan, so he's excited. Oh. They're off to a 2-0 start, but it's early. Anything can happen. I all along have been feeling like Detroit Lions are maybe the team to watch. you know, I mean, they're in the standings right now, not looking as good, but it's two games in, so it's way too early.
It is too early, and but I will tell you, the Lions, they put their chest out last week by beating the Bears the way they beat them there at Ford Field in Detroit, right? And interesting game coming up, because guess who they play this week? The Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ravens are kind of, you know, they're 1-1. The Lions are 1-1, so we'll see what happens here.
Speaking of the NFL, we've gained some momentum on this notion of bringing tailgating to Saskatchewan, and we're not talking about a small little gathering in a park. We're talking about tailgating. The way they do it in the United States, there's a few places in Canada it's catching on. You must have some great tailgating experiences.
I'm wondering what's taking so long for them to get tailgating. You know, tailgating, you know, it's a huge thing down south there in the States, right? You know, I played college ball at Ole Miss, and the tailgating is amazing down there. You know, you have families that they start setting up at, you know, depending on what time the game is, right? Let's say it's a 5 o'clock game. They're setting up at like 6:30 in the morning.
I know.
The grills are going. The music's going. The drinks are flowing. Let's get some tailgates going.
Yeah. I love it. I was telling the story this morning. My son and I went to games in Pittsburgh quite a few years ago now, right when he graduated high school. And we ended up going to a Penn State college game. That tailgating experience, first of all, I was stuffed because everybody's offering you some bratwurst or hot dogs or whatever. It's so good. Yeah, it's a fun experience. So I'm hopeful that we see this come to fruition here in Saskatchewan as well. Okay, today, smoked grilled ribeye steaks. I actually had a question on the text line wanting me to ask you what your favorite steak is. This is your personal favorite, whether you're cooking it at home, you're going to order it in a restaurant. What is Belton Johnson ordering?
My go-to is the ribeye.
You like the ribeyes?
I do, because, you know, I like the thicker cut ones as well, you know, about 2 inches thick or so. And, you know, just the marbling of the fat, the flavor. I can't go wrong getting me a ribeye.
Okay.
So
okay. All right. Well, thanks for answering Tom's question. He was the one that texted in. And let's get at today's smoked grilled ribeye steaks. What do you got, Belton?
So the first thing we want to do here, Evan, is get the smoker cranked up to 180, right? So at 180, that's just to introduce and getting some smoke there, right? And what we want to do is get a small bowl out, get some rosemary, lemon juice, some garlic, olive oil, salt, pepper, and we're going to get that all combined up. The next thing we're going to do, we're going to rub the steak with that seasoning mixture there that we got concocted, Evan, and we're going to cover
it. I knew this was coming, every nook and cranny, for sure.
That's right. We got to get every nook and cranny covered, and I will say I sometimes I like to marinate overnight as well, right, just so all that flavor permeates the meat. Once we got it all seasoned there, we're going to put the steaks on the smoker rack. I like to put it up on top there, and we're going to smoke it for about 20 minutes or so, because keep in mind, it's at 180 degrees, so it'll be a real slow cook just to get that smoke flavor in.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So after that 20 minutes are up, we're going to pull the steaks off the smoker, set it aside. I like to just cover it with a bit of foil paper, just to cover it, to hold that smoke in. And then we're going to get the smoker cranked up to about 450 to 500 degrees, because now we're going to grill it, Evan.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm right here. Yep.
All right. So now we're going to grill it for about 5 to 8 minutes per side. And, you know, depending on the thickness and everything, right, you know, that's the way we want to do. And I like mine's like a medium rare, so I cook it till it's about 125 degrees internal temperature.
Okay.
And so once the steak is done to your liking, you know, take the steak off, let it rest for about 10 minutes. And the reason we take it off is, or for 10 minutes, let it rest, is just so those juices reabsorb through the meat there, Evan.
Okay.
And I like to cover it with a little bit of butter on the steak just to melt. I like to serve with mashed potato, corn on the cob, asparagus. Guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Yes, it's eating time. I find myself with that whole nook and cranny thing. I'm like a dog waiting for the food to come. Like I'm pulling at the chain. I can tell when you're building to it, Belton.
Well, you're a little bit quicker than Daryl Dave. Well, actually, Daryl's quicker than you get.
Well, listen, my friend, we appreciate you being here. You'll throw that recipe up on social media so people can enjoy it this weekend. Thanks so much. Appreciate you joining the show.
Hey, have a great weekend, Evan.
Good stuff. Belton Johnson, it's eating time. This week's recipe, smoked grilled ribeye steaks. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.